Proclamation number 8147 of 10th of April, 1962. Call for diligent vineyard work. Time and again I have to admonish my laborers in the vineyard to be eagerly active. For through their help many souls are directly addressed by me and can therefore receive light and strength directly from me. For the souls of people to whom my word is conveyed, it is also at the same time a supply of food and drink, nourishment which they urgently need in order to still be able to mature in the short time until the end. And this nourishment has to be given to them so that they will not become weak in the coming time of adversity, when they will have to prove their faith in me, when they shall withstand all oppressions of the adversary who wants to plunge them into ruin by wanting to rob them of all faith. And this will also not be difficult for him with those who only have a dead faith, who certainly call themselves Christians but cannot get beyond formal Christianity. Where living faith is lacking, the adversary will have great power and take away even their weak faith. But whoever is fed with the bread of heaven, with the water of life, will attain to a living faith and will stand firm even in the fiercest battle of faith, for he will be full of strength which he will withdraw from my word. And therefore you should constantly pass on my word, you who receive it and will constantly receive it, if you hand yourselves over to me, if you let me be present in you and listen to what I say to you. And my love will offer you what you need, what will bring salvation to your soul. My love will provide you with food which is beneficial for your soul because it helps it to mature. And I will tell you again and again that I only want to win your love. For this reason I have to consider you in such a way that you learn to love me, that you become ever more inflamed with love for me through my word, that you increasingly recognize my perfection and feel drawn towards me. For whatever can only contribute to increasing your love for me I reveal to you. And thus your knowledge will increase and you will be ever more convinced of the truth of this knowledge, because it gives you a bright light about everything that moves your thoughts, what you see around you and what was still unclear to you until now, since only the one can instruct you in truth, who himself is the truth from eternity. And if such light is passed on, fellow human beings will also be offered the opportunity to glow with love for me. They, too, will learn to love me because they recognize me as a supremely perfect being. And love for me also seeks to establish the union which is the goal and purpose of earthly life as a human being. Time and again I want to bestow my gifts of grace upon you. Time and again I want to convey my word to you. Time and again I want to prove my love to you and reveal myself to you. But time and again I demand that you pass on the gifts of grace because I still want to win the love of many people and therefore have to address them myself. But all of you, to whom I can thus reveal myself, you will also feel my presence yourselves, you will feel that I am close to you, that I address each one of you if only he takes notice of my word which I convey from above to earth. And my presence felt by him will also cause him to enter into a heartfelt bond with me, and then he will experience the strength of my word himself. He will receive my word for what it is, food and drink for his soul, which requires strong nourishment. I invite all to receive this nourishment from me, for all will be satiated by me who come to my table, who accept my word, which is sent to them through my messengers. Yet everyone must be willing to let himself be fed and watered by me myself, for I do not use compulsion. Yet everyone will gain infinitely much who opens himself to me in my word, who draws from my spring and drinks the living water which flows to him if only he is of good will. Amen.